People Helping People, a program bridging the community with local organizations and nonprofits making a difference in the Bay Area. If you or someone you know would like to get your messages on People Helping People, please email us at contact@poly923fm.com or desipeoplehelpingpeople@gmail.com. Here are your hosts, Larry Walling and Greg Pirillo.
Hello and welcome to People Helping People on Bali 92.3 FM. My name is Greg with my co-host and dear friend, Larry.
Good evening.
Good morning, you mean.
Does it feel like evening
to you? Because it doesn't for me.
I was seeing if I could catch on it, and darn it,
it's hard to get anything by me.
I'm very surprised that you cut that.
Well, I'm happy
good
to
morning,
see you. Regardless of how you feel, it's really nice to have you with us today, Larry.
Well, thank you.
Our first week outside of summer. So when I say that, I understand that summer doesn't end until September 20th or whatever. But in reality, 21st. I think of summer.
It's always the 21st. Yeah, 21st is always the solstice.
Yeah. So yeah. I think of it as, Memorial Day starts the summer and Labor Day ends the summer. So it starts a little earlier than technically
was
the calendar tells you.
Memorial Day?
Memorial Day starts the summer and Labor Day ends the summer. That's how I view it.
Yeah,
because that's like when you're a kid. It's summer.
You're right.
It's summer vacation.
Yeah.
You barbecue for the long weekend in Memorial Day and you barbecue for the long weekend in Labor Day and that's how it ends.
Yeah.
And then you start focusing on school, preparing for Halloween, and then before you know it's Thanksgiving, before you know it's Christmas. Obviously, through all this, you have many different things happening, many different religious events and holidays.
Coming up.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
It's a busy time for everybody at this, and it really does seem to just accelerate for these last 3 months, 4 months of the calendar year.
It really does.
And
so
for us,
flies by.
It's very similar, because after the summer is when we start getting people who really want, they get back from vacation, their breaks, and they're refreshed and rejuvenated, and they want to come see us.
Everybody but us.
They want to come see us.
Why aren't we rejuvenated?
We got Don Diaz coming up very soon. The SEF Don Diaz coming up.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things happening, which we're going to discuss a lot of it on tonight's show. Today's show.
You didn't catch me on that. I caught it right away. I could see your face.
I said tonight's show accidentally. So anyway, how was your
morning,
weekend, by the way? How was your last Labor
Day? I didn't
do
anything, actually. I, my whole family was off, you know, for the weekend, staying at Rollo's house east toward the mountains with Yosemite in that area, I think.
Okay.
Having a blast. It was my nephew's birthday. I worked. I was doing blueprints on my computer.
So you were, okay. So you didn't really, you've been running around a lot. You've been traveling a lot. And I
have, and it was nice actually to be home because I've been gone. Yes. Then you know I'm leaving again, so I'm going to see my daughter up in Portland. So.
It's always nice when you have the opportunity to rest at home.
You know,
especially if you do a lot of traveling and you're working a lot. I think people underestimate the power of being able to relax. And sometimes people feel because they didn't do anything that it wasn't like an unproductive weekend.
I didn't
leave the house. I don't feel that way, Joe.
No, I don't either. I have a garden. So I work, that's real therapeutic for
a
me.
A guard?
Garden.
Oh, a garden. Oh, that's great.
Garden. Yeah. So I love to work in the garden.
It's a very, very healthy thing to do. Not just because you're eating healthy foods from the table.
And I am.
But it's also the fact that it's cleansing and it's relaxing. And it's almost like medicinal to go into the garden.
Yeah, I think
it really is,
yeah.
I'm really happy to hear that. I want to do that. I've wanted to do it. They have those urban gardens around San Jose.
Well, my daughter and son-in-law have one because they live in a very small apartment up in Portland, and they have a beautiful one on their back porch. Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Do you ever see those?
They do those community gardens out here.
Yes,
where, like,
I have.
You can go and you have your own little space in these gardens. I love that.
Yeah,
you can go
I do too.
I've been wanting to do that for a while. We started last year. We grew some peppers and. Some tomatoes and things like that. And we got a decent amount. Although, you know, they say if you have to live through a couple of years of just minimal output and then all of a sudden it comes strong. And I think we made it through with a few things, but I wish we had more.
It depends on what you're growing, you know, because a lot of them are annual. They're not perennial.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, if you only, you know, summertime is
optimal.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's what happened. And, you know, we got some stuff out of it. It felt pretty rewarding, but it wasn't as much as you'd hope for.
It's something.
Yeah, it is. Yep. So anyway, it's like I said, it's going to start ramping up. We were originally thinking we had a guest today, but that turned out to be a negative. We're going to have
not that we're going to have a guest. It's not a negative.
He didn't mean that.
I'm sorry.
So next time, that means hopefully next week we'll have that guest from Contagious with a K.
Contagious with a K.
It's an interesting organization. We talked about them on last week's show, if you remember.
It's an interesting concept. I mean, when you really think about it, it isn't the way we should be anyway.
Yeah. But do you remember? Can you explain a little bit of Contagious, or is it something you want?
Yeah, no. I mean, it's just about us treating each other as human beings, you know, politely, considerately, compassionately. We have a huge influx of immigrants coming into the United States, and especially here in the Silicon Valley, and they feel a lot of times, you know, out of sync, because this is a foreign place to them, even though they might have relatives and friends here. It's still not where they're from. It's just like us going to a different country.
That's right.
No different.
Exactly.
So all this is a very basic concept, but, you know, just smile at people and invite them into your homes and be friends with them, you know, just things like that. Just what things that we would normally think that we would
really
do
the way
anyway.
You live, Larry. I have to say, I do bust your chops a lot, but that's kind of the way you are. You're a very, very
you're the same way. You're no
individual.
Different than that. You're the same way.
I can learn from you because I feel like you have such a interesting.
Is that because you're saying I'm older, or you're inferring that I am?
It might be wisdom. I'm not suggesting that, but you said it, and maybe that is true. No, but let me just put what it says. So inspire contagious kindness. You basically said it perfectly.
Yeah,
so
but you didn't think I said it well enough.
That was the layman. Inspire
lame? Is that you call me layman? Oh, okay.
Inspire ordinary people to
lame
embrace.
Man, I get it.
You know, let me do that. Yeah. Inspire ordinary people to embrace a lifestyle of intentional kindness towards the outside of their own culture.
Yeah.
Creating a welcoming home away from home for those who are new to our cities. It's exactly what you said. But one thing I want to mention about it is I'm sure we're going to talk about it when they're here, is they're doing these Bollywood dance classes in the fall. This is their thing.
Yeah.
It's like $100 for 6 weeks, which is pretty good. Ooh. That's very cheap. $15 drop-in fee. Saturdays.
Do guys do that, though? I mean,
Bollywood dancing. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You go to our
everybody's into that, right?
Anybody does it, yeah.
Okay.
Saturdays from 6:30 to 7:30 at the Family Life Center in Los Gatos. Right by you, so you might want
is
to think
is it always
going to
be there? I mean, or is it
it's 6 weeks, it says.
Oh, really?
Okay. I guess. Join us for Bollywood Dance Class from a classically trained dance instructor, Ritu Singh. It's a great opportunity to invite your friends and neighbors to have fun learning some new moves. Ages 12 and up, payments in cash or check at the door. You can register on the site, contagious.org. You can go there and do all that.
Wow.
And you could also go to the site and see all this stuff to become a part of the community. It's a good way to meet people if you're new in the country.
Yeah.
Moved here from India and you're working a new job. You don't know anyone. Yeah. You want to get out there. I have a hard time doing that personally, meeting people. I'm not one to go to bars and clubs.
I don't.
And I know sometimes it's very difficult for a lot of people to meet others. So what I'd like to recommend is for those that do have struggles, or even if you don't, maybe go and just maybe extend your network and meet some people that can use some friends.
Do you dance?
I'll put it this way. I've always used to say cool people don't dance. I've since changed my stance on this.
I thought that was my line.
Because I don't love dancing.
Yeah.
I'll put it that way. But when I go to a wedding or if I go to a party, like I will dance. And I enjoy dancing when I go out, like on a night out.
Right.
It's not like I'm ever like, I really want to go dancing tonight.
You're a lot better than I am. I'm very shy.
Yeah.
You are too. But I mean, but when it comes to dancing, I'm just like, wow, way not into that. I would love to slow dance with a girl I really had feelings for. That to me is very.
Sounds like you're in eighth grade right now.
No, well, whatever.
You're shy.
I'm a young guy at heart, and I always will be. But I would do that. But I'm really, to get out there and fast dance, I've always been intimidated by that.
I'm not intimidated as much as I always feel when I look at other people dancing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I could tell if they're enjoying themselves and they don't care what they look like.
Or you know what I think? I think, wow, is that how dumb I would look if I did that?
There you go. I was going to say,
that's why I don't do it.
I know people judge others and how they dance, right?
True.
So the safest thing is to just dance without going crazy, right? Don't even if you're really good, don't show off.
Yeah.
Just dance and I feel like you won't get judged, but sometimes I know people are judgmental, even though they might say otherwise. You shouldn't care what other people think.
This is what I've been told, too, and I agree with that concept.
I heard a line, I think it was in my yearbook in high school, which is going way back now. Yeah, it says, really dance like nobody's watching you. And I really think that's true. You have to think that way. You have to think, I don't care who's watching, and if they are, I'm not going to worry about it, but no one's watching. But I've always felt that it's cooler to not dance. But I've grown to really enjoy it when I do it, more so than I thought I would ever. But I'm never excited like I want to go dancing tonight. That's never happened to me where I'm like, I really want to go dance.
I'm the only one in my family that doesn't dance.
Well, that's Mick. You're always an outcast. That doesn't surprise me.
I've always been unique. I prefer to look at it that way.
So let's move on for a moment, if we will.
Yep.
Because there's a few events, and I want to touch on all of them at least, and at least give the opportunity. So seeing as we aren't going to air this show prior to the Hunger at Home Bridge the Gap Benefit Gala and Concert, that's on set Friday night the 7th.
One.
So because we're not going to be able to air this show prior to it, I do want to send a shout out to them. I think I did mention this once before, but unfortunately, it's too late to buy tickets. But I will say, because it's the holiday season, especially as we get closer, the whole idea with Hunger at Home, which is a fantastic organization that was started by an 8-year-old boy. I don't know if you remember hearing this. Cassidy Sterner and his father, Yule Sterner, who volunteered at the local food bank and rescue mission in San Diego. Cassidy asked, how could we help more? So they essentially started this Hunger at Home nonprofit.
I do remember that. Mm-hmm.
And we had Madison Nguyen on the show last year to talk about it. And she was great.
She was.
And what they do is, because Yul Sterner was the director of food and beverage for the Hilton Hotels locally, found a group of people to come together. And it's funny, it says people helping people. Together, the team created Hunger at Home. 26 Hilton Hotels as donation partners, 2 local charities, San Diego Food Bank Network, and Network for a Healthy California as the charity partners. And they took up shop here in Team San Jose. And they've raised over $1 million for this effort. But they do find food that's being wasted at other places and they bring it to the homeless. And I think it's just a great cause.
And didn't she say something about there used to be regulations on getting food or how you got the food? And a lot of people didn't get the food that they really needed. But that's changed.
Yeah. They've worked to change this, right?
Yes, they did.
But what I will say is if sometimes it's hard. You could say, like, I want to donate food. And there's so many regulations, as you just mentioned.
True.
The best thing is make a donation. You could do it at your credit card on the website. It's hungeratthome.org. They are a local San Jose-based operation and nonprofit. And they really, really are good people. And you remember our buddy Chris Finn, who worked here for many years.
Yeah.
His girlfriend is now working with them and has been a big, huge part of their operation these past several months. And we want to support him and his love.
Very cool.
So, so please support Hunger at Home and go to the website, hungeratthome.org. Seeing as the gala has passed, I don't want to just not mention, because I know it's very important.
Right. Because they're always needing help.
Yeah. Moving along, you remember back in May, we had Aram Sai here. Two gentlemen from Aram Sai, Sangeeta.
I do. Like those guys.
They
really
were
like
so
those
nice.
Guys. Yeah.
Supporting grassroots charities worldwide. Now, these guys, we've met some incredible folks.
Yeah, we have.
That have really taken initiatives beyond their regular careers to do really selfless things. I was going to say helpless things. Selfless things for others.
True.
These guys are unbelievable. Much like Monk's Pie was.
Yeah.
And now if you remember, if you want me to read a little bit, I'll tell you a little bit about Aram Sai and what they do. In case you were here, or maybe you listened and you forgot.
Spark, right? Spark.
They did the event Spark. Very good.
Spark.
The idea of Aram Sai was germinated when a group of like-minded volunteers decided to Aram Sai, which in Tamil means help others. Aram Sai intends to help grassroots organizations raise money to support endeavors that aim to provide basic education and health care. Their core values include support grassroots organizations, especially ones who do not have their own fundraising channel or platform. Create awareness about social issues in the area of literacy and healthcare, very important, especially worldwide. Sow the seeds of giving in the minds of the young and future leaders, which I remember they did that alphabet, the spelling bee is one of the
that's
things.
That's right,
they were
doing.
That's what Spark really was part of these, like, children working together.
Wasn't that in Los Gatos, too?
I'm not exactly. I thought it was Sunnyvale, but maybe you're right.
I thought it was in Los Gatos.
But it was a great idea of getting these kids and really encouraging them to work together as teams, which is awesome. And operate with little to no overhead. It's modeled as an early stage seed for nonprofits, focusing energy on seeking organizations help provide underprivileged, are limited in their impact due to available funds. These are great guys. So what I was going to say is they're actually doing an event. It's called 600024 Rolling Sir. I'm not exactly sure what any of that means, and we're going to find out because they're going to be guests on our show.
Yeah.
But this is at the Smithwick Theater, or is it Smittick? Smittick Theater, Foothill College in Los Altos Hills on September 29th.
I don't know where that is.
It's you don't?
I do.
You do? Yeah. Okay. So it's on El Monte Road in at the Smittick Theater.
Yeah, right off the 280 there.
I wonder if it's I think it's Smittick, Smithwick. It's spelled Smithwick. But September 29th, 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. They're going to come to the station. It's $25 a ticket. They're going to come to the station to talk about the event so we can have a better idea of what it is. But I wish I could give you more information now because I know Spark was fantastic, but I'd rather not give, shabby information.
You're right. You want to give the correct information.
But I could tell you September 29th, and it's Rolling Sir, and it's going to be
that's coming up.
Spoken about. Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
A couple weeks. I can't believe it's already September. It's blowing my mind.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
But these are great. These guys, all of them, are such good people doing things for others, and it makes me feel like I need to do more, for the community and for other people. I'm sure you feel that way too when we do these
I
shows.
Always feel that way. I just feel like I never do enough. Can I say something that
Please,
happened to me
yes,
the other day?
Please.
I was on my way to Santa Barbara. In fact, I drove to Santa Barbara and back the same day, but I had to go down there and look at a large project that I'm in the process of putting together. Okay. And I met a guy at the rest stop. It was just in Gaviota, just 30 miles north of Santa Barbara. Young guy, he had gray hair, but you can tell the guy's young. I'd say he was probably in his 30s. He was a fisherman.
Okay.
And he was coming back. He and his wife were coming back from Monterey because he took somebody's place that was injured on one of the boats and had been out for months. And then the guy came back to work, and, of course, he lost his job. Couldn't find a job up here again. Come to find out, he was on his way to San Pedro, which, I was down there a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I know people down there in the fishing industry, so I called a friend of mine to see what he could do for this guy. Anyway, I gave the guy one of our cards for a radio show, and I gave him some money. And the funny thing was, I said, it's odd, I meet somebody like you. I said, because I co-host a show with my buddy up in the Bay Area. And it's all about helping people like you. I said, either directly or indirectly. And so he was really, really appreciative. He says, I stayed here overnight with my wife and froze in our car. He says, but I'm not homeless, really, and I do have a job in San Pedro. He says, but, people like you, they're not real common.
Mm-hmm.
And that made me think. I said, I want to give you my card, and I've got only a few bucks. That's all I got cash because I typically never carry cash. He was very appreciative. And I said, call me. I said, just give me a call. And I want to find out how you're doing. When you get down there, you get situated, give me a call, and we'll see if there's anything we can do to help you out. I said, you don't have to be right here. We deal with people around the world, actually.
Yeah.
Indirectly. But I was happy. I was happy that
good.
I was able to do that. And I just saw it. And I do. I pray every day. I pray every day that God would put somebody in my life, anybody or anything, where I can be of help. I don't care what it is. And it just seems
so you
like
look at that kind of thing as a sign when you pass somebody like that.
I always do.
Yeah.
I always do. And if I can help, I'm going to help, of course. But I really do ask for an opportunity to help. And that's what we, Greg and I, we ask you guys out in the audience, look for the opportunity. I mean, there's all kinds of opportunities out there for us. And if we really look and we really want to do that, I guarantee you, you'll be involved one way or the other. You'll be involved.
And also, in the same sense, let us help, right? So if, yeah, you, if you're doing something and you need a hand, you need to get the word out.
Yeah.
We are lucky enough to be given a slot every week to talk about these things, right? So what good is having a spot on the radio in one of the biggest markets in the country, really one of the most important markets in the world right now, maybe the most important region in the world when it comes to what's happening and developing here. So
I think you're right.
Allow us to get the message out for you and reach out. I mean, anytime. You can go to our website, peoplehelpingpeopleradio.com, or our email is theyseepeoplehelpingpeople@gmail.com. It's very simple. Just send us an email and tell us who you are, what you're about, and we'll try and set up some time with you. A couple weeks ago, Larry, we had our buddy Murley in here from the SEF, I Foundation.
I call him the voice.
He is. He's the voice, yeah.
Yeah.
Not to be
he's not just
that
the
TV
voice,
show.
Good singer. He's the voice of reason in a lot of ways.
Really is.
A wonderful, beautiful human being.
Yeah, the guy is a glowing presence. He walks in and you just want to give him a hug. Yeah. And he usually does come right up for a hug.
He does. He does.
He's a good man. But they're doing the SEF Dandia, which is Dandia for a Cause, Dandia with Style. I'm sure if you listen to this radio station at all over the past few years and back into our days of KLOK.
Yeah.
We've been partners with Shankara Eye Foundation, and they do these Dandias. This is the 15th year of it now. It's the number one Dandia in the Bay Area. So they're doing two separate events. One is October 5th and 6th. Falguni Pathak is going to be performing. He's a huge, Falguni's a huge star. And they brought Falguni in, I think, couple years ago, if I'm not mistaken, and I know people are excited about that. The early bird tickets are $35 each. The regular passes are $40. You could buy a Ras Pass for both days. There's group discounts for 10 plus tickets, free children under 5, all that stuff. And then there's the other concert, which is I believe on October 20th, and that one is $15 for the early bird and then $20 for the regular passes. Again, we'll probably at some point in time, seeing as these are coming up in October, we'll likely have Murley back in. I know we'll have him back in for the end of year gala they do, the big event they do. But I would hope to have him in here before the end of the year. That's another one to check out. Go to giftofvision.org to find out more. You can get the tickets to either of the shows. Funny enough, on the flyer, on the poster, there's nothing. I guess it says Santa Clara, but it doesn't say anything about where the event's happening. Santa Clara, that's all it says. So I'm not exactly sure where the event is, but it does say Santa Clara.
That's true.
And then the other event, the one on the 20th, October 20th, it says Santa Clara. That's it. There doesn't say where in Santa Clara, which is strange.
I'm sure that wasn't intentional.
It doesn't say anything. I mean, it's a mistake. I hope it's a mistake. But anyway, go to the website, giftofvision.org, and support our good friends at the SEF, Shankara Eye Foundation.
Okay. I just thought of Sherry, our good friend Sherry Higgs with Drivers for Survivors. Yeah. They've got a gala coming up.
That's in April.
Yeah,
she just sent out the emails about it.
Yeah. So, black and white ball. Yeah, black and white ball. And that's probably why I'll never go.
Because you don't have a tuxedo?
I've never had a tuxedo.
No, we should get those tuxedo t-shirts, you and I, and wear it under like a sports coat. And we'll look like we're wearing a tuxedo.
I would do it if you did it with me.
Realistically, they'd think we were Dumb and Dumber. Remember that movie, Dumb and Dumber?
I would look like Lloyd and Harry. Hilarious. I would do it if you did. Would you do it? I would do it if you went with me.
In one of those t-shirts?
I would do anything if you would go with me. I would do that.
I mean, can't we just wear a suit? I mean, I don't have a
tuxedo. No, do what you said. I think that's a lot better. That's a novelty.
We could
get by with it.
You think so?
Sure, they'd forgive us for that.
They would call us
Bert Nerdy. If we wore a suit, nah, they wouldn't forgive us for that. If we did something stupid, it would be fine. I'm totally up to
stupid. I'm never good at drawing attention to myself, just so you know. I try to blend in when I do things.
Well, you can't do it as something
like that. I realize that. That's what's hard for me to say yes to. I would love to go to that event, though.
If I would go, because I would go. I'm just as shy as you are.
Yeah, I know. I guess if we're together in that boat.
I wouldn't feel so bad because I know somebody else is making a fool out of themselves.
I feel like I've been in a sinking boat with you for so long, and yet still here we are.
We're still afloat.
Yeah. But maybe let's talk. We have some time to think about
it. We do have quite a bit of time, actually. Almost a year.
Almost a half year. Yeah, so let's think of it as It's a half year left. Come on,
a half year. April.
We're in September now. I know you keep thinking it's June or July. It's not.
I kind of do.
I keep thinking it's midsummer, and it's like today I woke up and looked at I checked my phone and saw September 4th, and I was like, wait, when did this happen?
Have you noticed though? It's been feeling fallish lately.
Yeah, it does. I love this. I heard it was going to get warmer again last week, but it didn't feel it today. When I went out in the morning, it felt like it was like late October, early November. I love this.
I'm picking up leaves in my backyard now, so I already know.
And the nighttime at like 8-9 o'clock, it feels cool. Like it feels like it's in the 50s, 60s.
Nice time that if you have a fireplace. To have a fire.
Yeah, but anyway, so I let's talk about it. We have time, but we do want to give a shout out to Sherry and Drivers for Survivors. Sure. We'll have her in definitely before the end of the year. We'll have Chris from Real Options. They have a lot. She's bringing in a new person from she's working with.
I saw that.
Yeah,
this has been like 2-3 weeks ago. I saw that.
So we're gonna have her in to talk about what they got going on.
Of course, she's gonna be swamped because school's back in, and she does all her
Real Options. Great people. So we're sort of hitting on a lot of these people in our family.
We got
and
our pet friends from down south too.
That's right.
Bring them in.
Yeah, the cats, cats,
Town cats.
So we're going to get out of here in a moment, but I would like to do is I'd like to spend the last few moments here opening it up to you, Larry. If there's anything you want to sort of enlighten us with before we leave for the week.
No, I mean, the one thing that sticks in my mind is that guy that I met, you know, so and I'll say it again, it's just that, you know, that doesn't matter if you're religious or not, I just happen to be, but just if you really think about it, just think about what you can do every day when you get out of bed, you know, what can I do to make the world a better place? I guarantee, you know, you're going to be busier than you ever wanted to be. Because there are so many different things out there that we can do to help people out, or situations even. Yep.
Thank you for that. And, and of course, thank you for coming in every week. I know you're a busy man.
I love it, man. I look so forward to it. Don't you feel privileged?
Oh, I do. I always tell you I look forward to recording the show with you every week, regardless of what I tell you. but I work at the station, you know, this is what I do every day, but it's a lot easier for me to just kind of step out of my office in here with you, but you have to go out of your way and schedule around your work.
It's not that big of a deal really.
And I think our listeners are lucky to have you. I think I'm here. I always say like, I'm the voice of the show and you're the conscience of the show.
If they really knew your credentials, they would know how fortunate they are to have you. I'm like a nobody. Really.
I keep it on the road. You know, that's what I like to say. I like to keep it on the road, but I like to think that you are the one that is the driver of the show because of your passion for it, people and life, and people should be thankful to
so
have
are
you.
So are
Thank
you.
Thank you, but I don't feel I'm even close to you. It's rare that I compliment him so much, but it's truthful, and I have to do it.
It must be because we're on the air that you're saying this. You never tell me in person.
When we get off the air, I'll get back to the real feelings.
Yeah.
Thank you to everybody for tuning into our show week in and week out. We've really developed some of the finest relationships and friends.
We have.
I'm so thankful to be able to do this show and be given the opportunity to do this show. It's probably the one fulfilling thing I know I'm going to get to do every week. And I get to hang out with you.
And same here.
So thanks to everybody for making this show what it is and continuing to listen and follow us. And we hope that we, over the last few months of this year and beyond, we'll be able to bring you guys some very useful information and useful potential networks for you to expand and hopefully help your own situation.
Yeah, we do love you guys. Keep coming back.
Yeah, we'll see you next week in another edition of People Helping People on Bali 92.3 FM.